So I could do one of two things. I could either put out the Adam and Maddie show once a week, starting with episode one, so that you guys have a little bit more content to listen to if you're interested, or I can have Notebook LM do a recap. Like I can basically copy off a Big Fatty and have Notebook LM do a recap of each episode of the Adam and Maddie show and put that up once a week. Or I could go back to the beginning, I mean, of the Adam and of Geeky Gay, and I can either repost old episodes of that, or I can do the Notebook LM.
Trademark Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I can basically copy off a Big Fatty.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4660. LBFO for right. The 19th of December 2025. Y'all coming up on today. Say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and there was something in the villa. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. Is going well. Y'all, the countdown is getting close. We're less than a week till Crema. I hope you've papayaed your shopping list, Big Fatty, and your wish list. Yes, that too. Cause y'all, the time is it's running out. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm busy in a tizzy. Hurry till we're done. Let's go over here to the Mark and Calendar Wicked official Advent calendar, and y'all, let's just see where's the 19th. Is it no? Oh, that is y'all. It's the little envelope says Munchkin Land's famous tulip fair. Oh yes, Big Fatty, we know you love tulips. Yes, and the flowers, Big Fatty. Oh. Y'all, it's three little gift card tags. One is the tulip fire, and then one is Kaimo Cove. That's the perfect hideaway. You know, that's where Fierro's family was and became the castle of the Wicked Witch of the West. Yes, McCready. And then there's a little card for Shiz. It says, "Welcome to Shiz." You know, that was the university that Elphaba and Galinda attended. Now, y'all, I'm going to put a picture of all of this week's Advent calendar goodies up on the WWW at noon today. Yes, Big Fatty! Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, this is says getting ready for Santa Claus music. It does sound like getting ready for Santa Claus music. Y'all, let's see. It was a quiet afternoon and evening here in the villa. I did watch the news and the Jeopardy. Y'all, by the way, on the Jeopardy, the lady that was going for the puzzle the winning for the bonus puzzle, y'all, you know, they give the they get what they do is they give them the consonants in the word nostril and an E instead of the O and the I, so it's nostril with an E. And then they can choose three additional consonants and one additional vowel. Well, y'all, the lady that was playing on Hump Day Night, y'all, she chose these letters. She says, H.
Big Betty for horrifying.
Yes. And then the other two consonants in the vowel were BFO.
Big Betty.
Viewers of the wheel also enjoy listening to the BFO.
Yes, Big Betty. What other reason would she possibly have what am I trying to say? I don't know what you're trying to say.
What else?
Yes, they would. Why else would they choose those? Yes, Big Fatty, there's no good sense in all of that.
And y'all, after the wheel, it was the long-awaited. We've waited all season long.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty. We're singing some sort of crumma carols?
No. Y'all, we've waited all season long for the finale of The Survivor. And y'all, it was a great episode, except for the fact that at 9 p.m. in the evening, there was an interruption. And y'all, I thought I had gone in and added an extra hour. Ron had given me the heads up about the interruption for about 20 minutes, and y'all, I thought I'd added an hour to the record time on the TiVo machine, but y'all, evidently I didn't. So I was, but I was able to watch the last 2 hours or the last hour of the. Of the Survivor. No, I guess it was 2 hours. Y'all, I'm not going to spoil it as to who was the winner and who was not a winner. But y'all, they did show scenes from season 50. That, you know, that starts in February. And y'all, I believe my predictions are going to be true. That Rizzo and Sawanna will be asked to participate in that season. I say that because Rizzo was just, he was something else. And Sawanna won those four immunity necklaces, tied a record with the most wins by a female. And y'all, it was just a great finale. And you know, I always love the live reunion show where all the jury and the three finalists come together, and it was just lovely. Now, I only watched until 9 p.m. when the interruption came, but I watched the rest of it on Thursday afternoon. Y'all, at 9 o'clock, I went to bed, slept like a baby, got up on Thursday morning, had my breakfast. Y'all, I did have that pumpernickel bread for my toast, and y'all, it was delicious, slathered in butter. And then I read the paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off from the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, and y'all, then I went to the final senior size class of 20 and 25, and wished everybody a Merry Grandma and a Happy Nude Year. And y'all came on back here to the villa, hopped in Earl Grey, and I was off.
I was off to the Walmart. Y'all, I had forgotten a couple of things at the Von's East. Y'all, I needed some chives to make some little bitty cheese balls, and I forgot to get pretzel sticks so I can make more nuts and bolts. And then what was the other thing that I need? Oh, flour, because y'all, I'm getting ready to make like 3 or 4 batches of the cheese cookeries. That's the last thing I've got to do as far as the gift ads go. And I picked up a couple of extra little things. I got some. They had these little canisters of peppermint hot cocoa mix. So I picked up a couple of those for my neighbors that have the little children, and then they had some of the red and green mini marshmallows, so I bought a bag of those and split it into some Ziploc bags, and so that'll go in those families' little gift sets that I give. Y'all came back here to the villa, and I had me some lunch and watched The Survivor. And y'all, now here I am recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all got a gas report from that Tim in Alaska. He is down there in the San Francisco. And the petroleum was $4.85 a gallon. I think it's at that station right there at Castro and Market. But y'all, when I went to the Walmart, I ran over to the Sam's Club and picked up a few things there. Y'all, I got a poinsettia for our friends that are hosting the brunch on Crema Day. And what else did I got? I got a couple of things there. And, oh, I got some of the pineapple and jalapeno dip. And I got, oh, y'all, they had a Yule log cake. It looks like a log. It's chocolate cake and icing, and they had it all decorated up with some poinsettias, and it looked like a log. It had was rolled, and it had rolled with buttercream frosting, and dusted it with some powdered sugar, so it looked like it had been in the snow. And and while I was checking out, I looked up, and y'all, it's 2.34 a gallon. They published the price right there in the stove, so you can see. And y'all, I can't remember when it's been that low here in Charleston, but y'all, there's your gas report. Yes, Big Fatty. See y'all in the mailbox here at the villa. There was a delivery from the Lesbyterian Delivery Service, and y'all, I've cut the thing open. I hadn't looked to see what was inside, but there was a message in there, and it says, "A gift for you. What do you get the man who has everything, Mr. Cackle from Fabunobo?" Y'all, I have no idea what Fabunobo means. Big Fatty, it sounds like I don't know. It sounds like I don't know. I don't know either. But y'all, let's just open this up and see what we got here. And y'all, it is. y'all, it's a farting pen, and and it says push here to hear me. I'm pushing, but I can't get it to fart. All right, I'm just gonna open this up.
and see if I can get it to font.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Let's just see what we got here. How appropriate. You could play this. Oh. Oh, there it is.
Big Fatty, it's vulgar.
Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for that. I'll, you know, I've got to update the marking calendar for 2026. Maybe I'll use the farting pen to do that. Y'all, I can't get it to come out of the... Y'all, you know, they put this stuff in that plastic, and it's just damn near impossible. Y'all, it even has a clip that you can clip it on your pocket and have the farting pen right there. And...
Oh, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I'll put a picture. I'll put a picture of the farting pen up on the WWW for Tamari.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Go ahead and start your countdown clock, Big Fatty. Dr. Stone, calling in to tell you that this is a very exciting day because tomorrow, December 10th, is the day where the evenings will start to get lighter here in San Diego. 4:42 p.m. tomorrow is the, how do I say this, the latest or the earliest that the sun sets? The earliest that the sun sets. And then after that, the sun gets sets later a little bit each day. And then on the 21st, it all starts, the days start getting longer. Of course, the mornings are still getting slightly shorter here in San Diego until that day. But it's happening. It's happening. Start your countdown clock. It's happening.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Dr. Stone. And Dr. Stone, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And you're right. Afternoon sunsets are getting later and later. That started here in Fat Acres back on December the 5th. But you're right, the mornings continue to get later and later. In fact, it's continuing through the end of the month. So it's just, yes, Big Fatty, it's just, it was lovely. Just lovely. But I'm sure that oh, dear Gussie, I'm sure that you're looking forward to, well, I don't know what you're looking forward to. I'm just looking to see when the mornings start getting shorter. Oh, y'all, it's not till the 17th. Not till the 17th the 17th of January when the mornings start to get earlier. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat hadn't had a show from him this week, so I thought that I would play his voice for you. And Cricket Hat, what have you been doing?
I can basically copy off a Big Fatty.
Oh, yes, you should do 5 days a week and a recap show every Saturday, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.